Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church, coming to you from my hospital room. I'm in the hospital again. Keep me in your prayers. I have been outside in the past day and a half. Keep me in your prayers. I've been diagnosed with diabetes. I'm on medicines. Also, I had tightness in my chest. That's the reason why I came to the hospital. But I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Keep me in your prayers. In a few moments here, I'll be reading out of the Word of God, the Bible, Psalms chapter 136. If you need to contact me, you can after this 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, check out my YouTube broadcast. That's my worldwide television show on the Internet on YouTube at James Gregory. You can go to Google and Google it, put in GNN Gregory News Network, takes you right to my YouTube broadcast. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. That's at GregoryOfNews. God willing, I'm getting out of the hospital today, but last night they did a blood test, and my blood sugar was elevated up to 153, so they gave me some medicine for that, and it brought my blood sugar back down. So anyway, I am a diabetic, so keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated, and God bless you. If you need to contact me on my cell phone, I'm broadcasting right now on my cell phone here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can call me after this 15-minute live broadcast, 904-575-8797. That's 904-575-8797. Coming to you here from the Los Angeles, California area. I just moved back here a few weeks ago from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm glad to be back here in Los Angeles, and I haven't been feeling well, but please keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. If you need to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's quakeman30@gmail.com. And now I'm going to read out of the Word of God, the Bible. I'm a preacher. Psalm chapter 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt and their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divideth the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrow Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath, again, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. That was Psalm 136, ladies and gentlemen. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the righteous Son of God. He's the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. He's the Jewish Messiah to all peoples. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And coming to you from my hospital room, I've been diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm just doing a little bit of walking right now. I'm coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 with my network, GNN, Gregory News Network. Just doing a little walking. I just went through a test, and I'm going to go through the second part of the test right after this broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And going to be wrapping up pretty soon. This is only a 15-minute live broadcast, and still have a few more minutes left. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast. And later on, maybe not today or possibly tomorrow, I will take this broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 and put it up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter site at Gregory of News, okay? And hold on, I got a phone call coming in. Hold on, stand by. Hello? Hello? And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm gonna read Psalm chapter 1. It says here, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, by the grace of God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my best friend forever. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the mighty power of God. God is almighty, he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing, he knows it all, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. These three are one, one God, with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, the Lord rose from the grave, from the dead, on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. I believe we're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. I believe World War III has begun. And more than likely, in a World War III scenario, nuclear weapons are going to be used. So I hope and pray that you're ready for it. I'm coming to you here live here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I pray that, hello? And I pray that that you are trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon the Lord right now and say to the Lord, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know I'm a sinner, and I know I deserve punishment for my sin in hell. But Lord, please save my soul, and he will do so. Call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. And God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I still have a few more minutes left in this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said earlier, you can on the show, you can catch my YouTube broadcast at James W. Gregory Jr. You know, that's my name, James William Gregory Jr. on YouTube at James Gregory. Also, you can go to Google and put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it takes you right to my YouTube broadcast, okay? I've been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. I talk about everything under the sun on my networking shows since 1999. And God has called me to preach, so I preach the word of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon the Lord right now. If you never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, do so now. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him. He will save your soul. Believe God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Believe God. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very glad that that you have listened to my live radio broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, broadcasting here from my hospital room here in the Los Angeles, California area. Hopefully I'm getting out of the hospital today, hopefully. Okay, 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast, and well, listen, going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you ever want one of my newsletters, The Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, The Gregory Report. Also, I started a newspaper in Jacksonville, Florida, called The Target of Jacksonville, and now since I moved back here to Los Angeles, the name of the newspaper is now The Target of Los Angeles, a Christian newspaper. Online, on the internet, worldwide. I got less than a minute to go on this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com, worldwide on the internet. My handle is QuakeMan70. Went through a big earthquake back in 1994, just 10 days after my wife and I got married here in the Los Angeles area. We're divorced now, been divorced since 2009. And that quake had a huge impact on me. It got me on the air 5 years after that earthquake, a little more than five years after that earthquake. Okay, going to be wrapping up. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. Take care for now. Have a great day wherever you are. God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Take care for now.